You have your Bible this morning. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. The Bible says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on crisis in America. Crisis in America. And I believe that with all my heart. I believe we're in a crisis. Amen. We need help. Amen. We need it. My family needs help. Your family. There's not a family represented here that don't need help from the Lord. We need strengthening from the Lord. We need His power in our lives. We need preservation in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We need to be restored to the place where God would have us to be. Amen. That we might come past who, where we are and who we are to a place where we can be what God would have us to be. Amen. And you know the amazing thing about God, I got to think about this. That's God's desire for each and every one of us this morning. I'm talking about individually. God wants to help you today. But there's a crisis in America. It seems like it's an overwhelming flood that's taking control of a whole lot of people. But I want to say this morning, I got to thinking about that word crisis. Now, a crisis is, it comes about by an exterior force, a force from without that begins to overshadow us and cause us even to fear. Amen? Fear comes upon us because we are in a crisis. Things are happening around us we don't understand and we don't have a whole lot of control over. So if we ain't careful, we get discouraged and we get dissuaded and we just want to say, well, what's the use? But I want to say, praise God, but just because there's a crisis in America don't mean that we don't have hope. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gives us that hope according to His Word. And Peter says, if we'll humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. You know what Peter's telling us here? He said, if we'll come humbly before the Lord, seeking His face, desiring His help, praise God, that He'll be there in right on time. Just when we need Him the most, He'll show up. And He'll give us that, praise God, that we need for that moment. Amen. So even though we got a America in crisis, and a crisis in America, praise God, we've got a God that'll help us. He is that. Amen. Even though we face that external force, glory to God, we've got a God that's an ever-present help. Amen. Just on time, He shows up. He says, if we're casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. So we come to a place, He says, you know what? Even though we have this exterior, external force that's pushing on us and trying to push us down, praise God, we don't have to be overcome by that force. Amen. But the crisis will come, and we need to be ready for that crisis. And now there'll be a deciding moment when we have to make a decision one way or another. That happens every day. Those deciding moments, praise God, that we have to decide whether to go this way or to go that way. But I'm glad even though we're in a crisis in America, praise God, that we have an ever-present God that'll always point us in the right way. Amen. When those things come up, praise God, He'll help us to discern the time and the season and what's needed. Amen. They'll be a deciding factor. There'll be a determining force in our life. Amen. It's external and it's pushing on us. But praise God, I'm glad that that is in me is greater than that force that's out here. When we come to, I believe, Brother Rex, if we ever come to the knowledge that, not in our head, but in our heart, that there's a great big God that loves us. Amen. Our Heavenly Father wants to take care of us and provide for us. Amen. So we see that external force in this crisis, and we are in a crisis. Now there's two things that a crisis will do. A crisis, Brother Andrew, it'll either push us apart, or it'll draw us together. Amen. In 9/11, 15 years and a week ago, amen, we faced one of the greatest catastrophes that America had ever seen on our soil. Amen? When these crazy lunatics, cowards, flew into the Twin Towers. It was a crisis, and you know what? But you know what it did? It drawed people together. See, that's what a crisis does. It either draws us together or it pushes us apart. Amen? But I want to say this morning, you know who's behind the crisis? The devil. The devil is in everything. See, God don't do nothing to hurt us. Amen. But we get caught up, we ain't careful, praise God, and we allow a crisis to push us apart when it ought to be drawing us together. Everything that you and I go through, praise God, ought to be as the church, the body of Christ, we're all part of one. Amen. And everything that we face individually, praise God, ought to pull a body all together. And if it's not, and I'm afraid sometimes that's not the way it is. And if it's not the way it is, praise God, then somebody's out of touch. Amen. Somebody is, something's out of order, praise God. If you're going through a crisis, I'm going through a crisis, somebody else is going through a crisis, and we're not pulling together, praise God, to help in that crisis. Amen. But there's a crisis in America, and it's time that we pull together for God's glory. Now, whenever things are going on, whenever we have crisis, now it could be anything. Amen. It could be having a body part that was hurt. That's a crisis. Amen. You ever catch your finger between this and that, and you mash it real good. That's a crisis of you at that minute. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But then you can look back and say, glory to God, like Brother Ralph Sexton said, thank God I had that finger to mash. But you know, a crisis could be in point to get your feelings hurt. That could be a crisis to you. Amen. Think if somebody really loved you, praise God, but they would hurt your feelings. See, it could be, a crisis could be great big, or a crisis could be a little small something. But it's still a crisis. And we're in a crisis in America, and it's a big thing. But you know who the author of that crisis is? It's the devil. Amen. The devil, he said, our enemy is Satan. It's not each other. Hello? Our enemy today is not, it's not the church, it's not the members of the church, praise God, it's the devil. We have to remember that there's a crisis in America, and the one that's over the crisis is the devil. He's the one that's causing all the problems. Amen. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, that word adversary means opponent. The one that's against us, the one that's fighting against us, that's the devil. Amen. He don't want us to fight against each other. The Lord wants us to fight against the devil. Because the devil, let me tell you this, he hates your family. Amen. In case you haven't known, the devil, let me say that again. The devil hates your family. He despises, he hates you. He hates what you stand for. He hates what you represent. He hates what you're trying to do as a child of God. The devil don't like you. He's our adversary. He's our opponent. He's the one that's against us. He's the accuser of the brethren. Amen. And he don't like me because I tell on him all the time. I tell on him too much and he don't like you. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there's a crisis in America, and praise God, it's time that we start fighting together instead of fighting against each other. It's a time of coming together. See, the devil's got a tactic. It hasn't changed. The devil's tactic, if he can divide, he can conquer. Any good general in the battlefield knows that tactic. If you can divide, then you can conquer. And the devil's doing a good job of dividing. He's dividing homes, lives, families. Amen. He's dividing, and you know what he's doing? He's conquering the home. He's conquering churches. He's conquering saints of God. He's overcoming us. So what do we got to do, praise God? We got to realize that the devil is the enemy. Amen. It's not that family member that's the enemy. Listen, fellas, it's not your spouse that's the enemy. Amen. Your spouse is not the enemy. Listen, ladies, your husband is not the enemy. They're not the enemy. The enemy is the devil. Amen. He wants to divide you so he can conquer you. So what do we got to do? Amen. So what we have to do, the Bible says, is we have to come together under the Lord. Amen. We have to have a united front this morning. Amen. Three-bound cord is a whole lot stronger than a single bound. Amen. So when we take three and we wrap them together, I make lead lines out of parachute cords. Brother David, you take three parachute cords and weave them together, and that puppy's stout. Amen. You can't hardly break. I've used my little garden tractor and pulled things with it. Amen. Why? Because when you get two or three together, praise God, that thing just keeps getting stronger and stronger. Amen. There's a crisis in America. You know why? Because we're being pushed apart by it instead of drawn together. Red, yellow, black, white, praise God. If America don't come together, America will fall. If our families don't come together, praise God, in the envelope of God, praise God, we'll fall. We'll be severed. We'll be torn apart. But amen. And it's nothing but the devil. We have to give credit where credit's due. The devil's the one causing all the conflict. What? So you say, well, preacher, what do we need? Amen. Well, we need to unite together. We need to come together. Amen. Praise God. We need to have in one mind and one accord like it was at Pentecost. That's where we got to come to so we can get that help that we need. What we need, number one, we need God. We need to be drawn close to God, closer to God. Listen, families, we need to be drawn closer to God than we've ever been. Amen. You hear me? We need to get closer to God than we've ever been. Because the devil is a deceiver. He's trying to divide us. He's trying to push us away from God and God. He's trying to push you away from the church. And he's trying to divide the family. Amen. That's what he's doing. And if he can get you divided, praise God, he'll run over you like a steamroller. But praise God, if we stay together and we get grounded in the Word of God and the truths of God and the love of God, amen. Praise God, we'll have enough of power in us, amen, to overcome this thing. Go out of here shouting and praising God. Because He's worthy this morning of all of our praise. Amen. So what we need God and we need each other. That's what we need this morning. We need each other. Amen. You know why? Because in this crisis in America, there's a cause and there's an effect. They said to everything, there's a cause and effect. Modern science would tell us that there's a cause and effect. They said that's what real science is. But they'll also tell us that they was just a big bang and this thing all come to be what it is. So they got an effect without a cause. But see, that's what the devils are doing today. There's an effect on that crisis in America, praise God, and we're not looking at the real cause. If we look at the real culprit, it's just a stinking, dying, no-account devil. And he's deceiving and tearing down, amen, and he's destroying everything that he touches. You say, well, how do you stop it, preacher? Don't let him touch it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Put up a resistance. Be steadfast in your faith, trusting in the Lord. Amen. We start seeing the crisis in America being resolved. Amen. I told you, I've been praying for these politicians. I've been sending them scripture. They send me wanting a donation. I do. I donate. I give them a verse of scripture out of the King James Bible. Amen. Praise God. Said, can you help us a little bit? I said, oh yeah. Amen. I give them a good word of God. Amen. If you want to do all right, praise God, you got to get back to God. If you want to do well, praise God, in America, you got to take care of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. We turn our back on them. I pray the crisis in America because we took our eyes off God and godliness. But amen, because of what we've done, we believe the devil's lie. See, the cause of all the problem is the devil. And we're partaking of the effect of listening to the devil. Amen. I don't care nothing about listening to the devil. Amen. I'd rather believe God. Amen. Because the devil's a liar and the father of it. He's always been a liar. And it's the devil's lie that's got us where we're at. That's why America's in a crisis, because we believe the lie of the devil. Amen. We're in a crisis today, praise God, because we believe the lie of the devil. We believe that everything's okay. We become complacent in our belief. We become complacent in our faith. Amen. We're getting used to the dark. Amen. And darkness is just coming in. Why? Because we've not run to the Lord, praise God. We've pushed the Lord away. We've separated ourselves from Him. Every crisis ought to make us run to the Lord. Amen. Why? Because that's where you get help. Amen. There's help in the Lord. The devil don't have no help. The devil's just going to bring you down further and further. He's going to spiral you until you spiral out of control. Amen. You as a kid, did you ever have one of them little old tops? You pulled a zip cord and set that thing down. That thing would, boy, that thing just spin like crazy. But when it started running out of juice, it'd just start flopping. See, I believe what's happening in America, praise God, is we're run out of power. We've run out of the power of God, amen. And we've just gone to flopping this way and that. Amen. There's a crisis because of that. But praise God, we need the empowerment of God. We need it in our home. We need our families. We need it in mine and your life. Because the devil's trying to divide us so that he can conquer us. I mean, the devil's doing a wonderful job of dividing America. Amen? He's so divisive. He divides in everything. Because if he can keep you single, he can keep you separated, praise God, from the things of God, he can take the power away that God has for you. But I'm glad, praise God, that he's one that's overcome that old stinking rascal. He said in verse 9, he said, whom resist steadfastly in the what? The faith. He said, we just need to keep our faith in, what is our faith in? Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is in the Word. And the Word is Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We've got a crisis in America, praise God, because we don't have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the precious Word of God, in His holy right. What we've done is we've believed the lie of the devil. And it's cost us. Let me say what's costing me. But the biggest thing is costing us our families. Amen? It's costing us our relationships. Because we believe the devil instead of the Lord. And it's costing us. Look at Matthew chapter 19. Let me give you an example this morning. If God will be my help for just a minute. Matthew chapter 19. Now the devil's a liar. And we see in Matthew chapter 19 the example of a husband and a wife. You know what that is? Hello? A husband and a wife? It's the way God created it in the garden, amen, the way that it should be. That a man should leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife, and they should become one, they become twain, two become one. That makes a strong connection that can't, it makes it hard to be broken up. And he said, what God's put together, don't let man tear it apart. Amen. But America is in a crisis today, praise God, because we're believing the devil, the lie of the devil, instead of the truth of the Lord. Amen. We're believing the lie of the devil. Now, the devil don't like it this way. Boy, he beat me up. But I don't care. I mean, I don't like the devil either. He's destroying homes. He's destroying lives. He's trying to sever America, praise God, to rip us apart at the seams. But there is a God, and He's real, and He's an ever-present help in times like these. When crisis is in America, there's a great God that'll stand up, praise God, and help our hearts if we'll just trust in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 19 and verse 3, Matthew 19, verse 3, it said, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Amen. The Lord said, in the beginning, this thing was set up. And He said it was set up and it was orchestrated by God. Amen. Now the Lord's telling him here, said, wait a minute, fellas. Said, before you get out here and before I give you any kind of explanation, I just want you to realize how God set this thing up. Amen. He said, it wasn't man. He said, it wasn't me that set it up. He said, it was God. Said, well, it was Him. He did set it up. But he said it was God's idea. Amen. He said this come. He said it didn't come from the world. He said this come from the throne of grace. God set this thing up the way He wanted it to be. Who are we to change the Word of God? Who are we to change the will of God? Amen. He designed this thing and set up the way He wanted it to work. He designed it how He wanted us to act and how He wanted us to react. Amen. As part of His perfect will. But there's a crisis in America. Amen. And he said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave for his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. He said, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. He said, not two, but they're one. Now I told you before, I told my wife, she ever decides to leave me, she's got to tell me a week in advance. Because I've got to have time to pack my bags. Because if she's leaving, I'm going with her. Amen. So see, she said a long time ago, said, well, ain't no use for me leave. He's just going to follow and go with you wherever I go. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now she just thinks about killing me every now and then. But she can't do that either because God said, thou shalt not kill. Amen. I bring that up quite often. Amen. But we're in a crisis in America because we forgot the Word of God. We forgot what truth is. And the devil's using it, Brother Andrew, to destroy our homes, to destroy our lives, our families, our children, our people, praise God, and to drag them down into a pit of despair. But I want to say God never designed that to be that way. Amen. God designed it, praise God. He said, what therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. He said, this thing is supposed to be for life. He said, God designed it, male and female, man and woman, praise God, put them together, and puts them together for life. But you know what happened? We've got so many that are unequally yoked. You got maybe somebody that's born again, and somebody that's not, and they come together, and you know what happens? Let me tell you exactly what happens. That one that's lost, we'll pull that when it's born again back out into the world. Amen. They'll pull them right back out and they'll hold them out there for a long time. We just have to pray that God Almighty will save that when it's lost. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I know people, that person that was saved, a good person, they're going to win that one. It don't happen that way most times. Because the devil's already got, he's already got his force there. He's already dividing. And if he can divide, he can conquer. Amen. Something that's already divided, amen, it gets hard to put it together. Now, man may try to put it together, but it won't work. But he said, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. He said, we don't have a place of tearing it apart. Amen. But you say, well, preacher, you got to just understand that we used to really love each other. Now, listen to me. We used to really love each other. But we no longer love each other, so it's okay for me to leave. Right? Ain't that what we say? The love, I've lost that loving feeling, and it's gone, gone, gone. Amen. You remember old song? Somebody sung, I don't know. I heard it one time. See, that's why you got to be careful what you listen to. It sticks. Amen? We got to be careful. But you say, well, preacher, I lost that loving feeling. And it's gone. So it's okay for me to leave. It's okay for me to go about my own way. Amen? But I will say God never designed it that way. Why? Because as Brother David said this morning, God is love. You say, well, preacher, I've lost that love and feeling. I want to say, praise God, there's enough of God, there's enough of the love of God to go around, praise God, and to fix all that. There's love in abundance from the throne of grace, and when we look for God for that love, if we don't have love from God, amen, we don't have love anyway. Amen. See, the devil has divided this thing. He's took what we call love and turned it into something that's just lust. Amen. Listen to me, young people. Amen. There's a difference between lust of the flesh and love. And if you truly want love, praise God, you'll get that from God. If you want somebody to love, praise God, you can love God and He'll put somebody in your life because He said, I made man of male and female. God said, I put those together. Amen. I tell all these young, you go trying to hunt you up somebody, you'll get yourself in a mess because you'll find somebody. Amen? But it won't be the right somebody. But if God has put you together, praise God, God can make it work when you love Him with all your heart. Why? Because there's enough God, enough love in God to go around. Amen? God is love. Praise the Lord. Look at 1 John chapter 4. Let me give you some examples of this morning. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, he said, Beloved, that's children of God, by the way. Amen. Those born-again believers are the beloved. Amen. He said, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Everybody look up here. Do you love people? Raise your hand. Do you love people? Amen. You have love in your heart? Amen. If you couldn't raise your hand, this altar's open. Amen. Hey, we got to find a place to start. This altar is open. Listen to what he goes on to say. He said, he that loveth not knoweth not God. For God, what? David said this morning, is love. Said Daniel was writing that the other day. God is love. That's where we get our love from. Amen. That should be our greatest love affair, praise God, is with God. But why? Why? You say, well, preacher, why? Because he first loved me. And he first loved you. Even when we were lost in our sins, God loved us. Amen. And he goes on in verse 19, he said, and this was manifest, and this was manifested, the love of God towards us. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. That's love. Amen. That's ultimate love, when God would send his only begotten Son to you, for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, verse 10 says, herein is love. He said, this is what love is. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to die to be the propitiation or the atonement, the price of our sins. Amen. God is love this morning. We're trying to find it. The world is in, America is in a crisis. There's a crisis in America because we're trying to hunt and find love. When God is love. Amen. And outside of him, listen, young people, you look at your pastor, you cannot have a relationship with a man or a woman, you can't have a husband and wife and have a right relationship unless you love God with all your heart. Amen. I never truly learned to love my wife till I truly learned to love God supremely. I'm just being honest. Till I finally submitted myself wholly to God, I never knew how to love her and appreciate her like I do now. Is she perfect? No. I'm not either. Amen. But we're a good fit. We work together. I think something and she says it. Amen. And then when she thinks something, I say it. Why? Because we're two have become one. Amen. And it's God Almighty. It's the love of God. Amen. He put in us for each other because we have it for him. Amen. But the devil, lie the devil, he's pushed that away and he's pushed back and he said, you know what? He said, it's because this. I won't say no, it's because of the love of God that we have for each other. Look at John chapter 15, talking about that love of God that we have, not only for him, but for each other. Amen. That he has for us because he loves us. John chapter 15, verse 9. I read this the other day in your hearing. The Bible says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, because you continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. The Lord said, if you listen to what I say, pay attention to what I'm saying, follow what I'm saying. He said, you can abide in this love that I have for you. Amen. Just follow God. Just listen to God. He said, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. He said, why? Because he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might, what? Be full. He said, I want you to be running over with joy from God. Amen. He said, that's the way it's supposed to be. Like it was in Sunday school this morning. Just got the praising Lord, and they got the can't help it. Couldn't help it. Just had to stand up and praise the Lord. Give him the glory. Amen. Why? Because God, he loves us. He cares for us. And we reciprocate that love, amen, because of who he is and what he's done for us. He goes on in Romans chapter 8 and 28. Very familiar passage. Everybody probably knows it by heart. He said, and we know that all things work together for good to them, what? That love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. So what we say here is, you know what? It's not about love. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we have an abundance of love. We have enough love to go around all over the place. But the crisis in America isn't about because we don't have love to share. It's because we don't have the right kind of love to share. Amen. Go back to Matthew chapter 19. The Lord's not through talking to them about this topic. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 8, or verse 7, they say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and put her away? Jesus doesn't say here, now pay attention. Jesus just said, well, because you didn't love her enough. Because there wasn't enough love in the world. No, the Bible tells us that God has an abundance of love. He has enough love to go around. Amen? It wasn't, hey, the reason they was divorced, the reason they said, wasn't because of a lack of love. Hello? Are you still with me? Now don't cut me off. Stay with me. It wasn't because they were, because God has abundance of love, enough love for everybody. Amen. He has enough love, praise God, Brother Andrew, that you can love your wife, you can love your children, you can love the church, you can even love me. Amen. But he didn't say because of lack of love. Look what he said. There's a crisis in America. And they said, Moses then commanded to give a writing of divorce and put her away. And he said unto them, now this is Jesus speaking. He says, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. Amen. He didn't say because of the lack of love or because you've lost that loving feeling. Amen. I want to say love's bigger than a feeling. Love is real, praise God. And it comes from the throne of grace and it comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Right, he said, because of the heart. Listen to me. Young people, look at me. All you young people. You ought to love your mom and daddy with all your heart. Because they've got, you may not agree with them all the time. And those of you that's in your teenage years, you probably think they're the dumbest people in the world. Amen. Because they won't give you your way. They won't give in. They won't cave to you. But amen, it's because they love you and they're trying to do what's best for you. Because they've got love in their heart. Son, God's put love for you. Amen. You're special in their heart. They don't keep their thumb on you because they just want to keep you beat down. It's because they love you and they don't want to see you put in harm's way. But listen, young people, now I'm still talking to you. Listen to me. If we ain't careful, the devil will come along and remember he's a liar and a deceiver. And he'll drive a wedge between you and mama and between you and daddy. Amen. He'll drive that wedge in there. Amen. And he'll cause, you know why? You know how he's allowed to do that? You know how he does it? Because of hardening of the heart. If you ain't careful, we make our hearts hard. Amen. We've got to keep our hearts open. We've got to keep our hearts tender. We've got to have what Jesus said, a tender heart of compassion, a tender heart of love. Remember, we've got an abundance of that from the throne of grace. We've got all the love we need. Amen. Come, because God is love. Amen. He loves every one of us supreme, and He'll give us that love. But Jesus said, what we got to do, we got to be willing vessels. We got to be receptive to that love. And He said, if that heart's hard, and that heart's hardened, we can't receive the love that God has. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we harden our heart at a young age. Amen. We become embittered on the inside. We harden it. Amen. We build walls around it. I mean big old concrete and rock walls. Rebarred and steeled. Because we don't want to let anybody penetrate to our heart. But you know, if we ain't very careful, we build those walls and concrete and steel, all that stuff, and we do it against God Almighty Himself. But you know what makes a difference? Amen. The crisis in America is because we've become hard-hearted to the love of God. Amen. You know what we got to do? Listen, we need to take jackhammers and we need to hammer those walls down. We need to ask God. We need to get on our face before God. And we said, oh God, please hammer these walls. Take this old hard heart and make it a tender heart of compassion. Amen. Help me. Give me a desire, amen, to love my brother and my sister, to love my family. Amen. Lord, there's a crisis in America. There's a crisis in America. And it's because of hard-heartedness. Amen. Jesus said it wasn't... Hey, listen, He said the reason they so much divorce... Did you realize that... Now listen to me, very carefully. Did you realize the divorce rate in the fundamental independent Bible-believing churches is just as high as it is in the world? How can that be? Because He said, well, preacher, I just didn't love him no more. I didn't love her no more. No, it ain't about love. God is love. It's about hardness of the heart. Amen. It's about hardness of the heart. You say, well, preacher, it wasn't me, it was them. Amen? It was them. It may be, but you know what? If we had the love of God in our heart. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're saying, well, he's this preacher, and he wants this preacher. And I said, well, I want to ask you a question. And I mean, tears rolling down her face. She said, what? I said, let me ask you a question. I said, what are you doing? What is your part to change the situation? See, we can condemn and we can blame, but see, praise God, when we take that love of God through a tender heart, and we say, you know what? I have a part in this. Amen. And a tender heart of compassion begins to move. And they begin to see, not you no more, but they begin to see the very heart of God. Amen. There's a crisis in America because America, they're not seeing the heart of God in God's people. Amen. They're seeing old cold, stony heart just like everybody else around them. And we're getting colder and colder. I told the church Wednesday night, praise God, I've been preaching on Nehemiah, and I got to Nehemiah chapter 10. I was giving an overview of where we've been. And Nehemiah said, praise God, he said, they was in spirit of revival in chapter 9. And he said, in order to keep this thing going, he said, people need to start bringing some firewood down to the house of God. Amen. Start bringing some kindling, amen. Contributing some. He said, the Levites and the priests, and he said, in the congregation. Amen. See, but there's enough power in God, there's enough power in the love of God, amen, to put this thing back right if we just trust in the Lord, amen. Because God said, Jesus says Himself, He said, it's because the hardness of your heart suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. You know what He's saying right there? He said it started out, and they wasn't that old hardness of heart. But said something has caused the hardening of the heart. You know what the cause is? The cause of hardening is the devil. Amen? Straight up. You say, preacher, I don't like you. Well, I'm just telling you something. That hardening your heart, that hardness of your heart is just the devil. Because God's got love in abundance. And when he pours His blood, He said He takes that old cold, stony heart out and puts in a heart of flesh. Amen. So that we can love each other again. Amen. Praise God. But what we got to do is realize that we got to have an open and a tender heart toward the Lord God. You know, we got to guard our hearts. If we the old devil, he'll come in and he'll harden our heart. And it's kind of like hardening the arteries. He does. It just happens a little at a time. You know, when you eat that fat back and them biscuits and gravy every morning, and them two or three fried eggs, amen, them arteries just start, well, they like it, they don't. But it just starts getting hard a little at a time. If we ain't careful, our heart gets hardened. Amen. And we forget about that love of God that's plenty. Amen. If we don't guard our heart, we get caught up in apathy. We get caught up and we lose all sight of any kind of feeling, any kind of compassion. Amen. We forget about all of that. The next thing you know, we're out there and we ain't no different from everybody else. But we have to remember this, man, that we're part of the problem. Amen. You're either part of the problem or you're a part of the solution. Listen to me this morning. I'm done. There's a crisis in America. And it ain't because they ain't enough of the love of God. But it's because of hardened hearts, even in the house of God. Amen.